Hi, this week the question is, what about cavemen? Do they disprove the Bible account of creation? The information for our study this week is being taken from Wayne Jackson's tract, What About Cavemen, published by Hahn Publishing Company in Pasadena, Texas. The school textbooks used by children are often filled with references to half-savage cavemen from whom modern man has allegedly descended. What can we say when our youngsters ask us about these teachings? Were there really cavemen? And if there were, do they prove evolution to be true and the Bible to be false? Evolutionists are very skilled in manipulating evidence to their own theoretical ends. There were certainly men and women of the past who lived in caves, but there are men and women today who still live in caves. A simple truth, which we must all remember, is that the kind of house someone lives in proves nothing about their humanity. Just because a man lives in a cave, it doesn't mean that he's therefore half animal. Many people today have dogs that live in their house with them. But just because a dog lives in a house, we don't try to draw the conclusion that the dog is half human. Consider the following facts. Number one, the Bible itself speaks of people who lived in caves. After Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, the Bible says that Lot and his daughters dwelt in a cave, Genesis 19, verse 30. In the book of Judges in the Old Testament, the land of Israel was invaded and oppressed by the Midianites. And the Bible says this in Judges chapter 6, verse 2, "The hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains." There are many other references in the Bible to people living in caves. For example, 1 Samuel 14, verse 11, 1 Samuel 22, verses 1 and 2, and 1 Samuel 23, verse 29. These are just three out of many examples. As mentioned earlier, just because someone lives or takes refuge in a cave and lives there doesn't prove anything about their humanity, nor does it prove a single thing about evolution. Number two, the second point I want you to think about is that archaeological evidence from cave sites reveal strictly a human mode of habitation. In other words, in these caves, there's evidence of cooking, sewing, tools, pottery, artwork, religious artifacts, and even furniture. Such evidence proves only that humans lived in the cave. Nothing indicates that these were half-human savages evolving from some lower form of life. The third thing I want you to think about is this. The more isolated and primitive peoples of the world have continued to live in caves even in modern times. Pueblo Indians lived in caves. Were they half humans or semi-humans? Of course not. According to McClintock and Strong Cyclopedia, Volume 1, page 168, as recent as a century ago, people were still living in caves in Palestine. Now, the point of all of this is that just because some tribes of people are poor and have to live in caves, this does not prove one thing about their humanness. They're just as human as any American living in a million-dollar mansion. They're simply either poor or else they have chosen to live by standards that are considered uncivilized by Americans. Nonetheless, they are still just as human as we are. They are not missing links in the evolutionary theory. Dr. Carlton S. Kuhn, an anthropologist with the University of Pennsylvania, has argued that the Neanderthal race had a higher level of culture than some 20th century tribes. Neanderthal man was a superior toolmaker, skilled as a hunter, used paint, and had many uses for flint. Dr. D.T. Dale of the Smithsonian Institute tells of a Neanderthal skeleton found in Iraq that had undergone surgical amputation of an arm above the elbow. Mr. Dale's remarks are found in Dr. G. Richard Culp's book, Remember Thy Creator, published by Baker Bookhouse, 1975, page 99. So in summary, we must not be intimidated by the cavemen propaganda in evolutionary-dominated textbooks. We must read and study and provide our children with good, biblically sound, scientifically accurate information that will answer their sincere questions and fortify their faith in this age of unbelief. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.